Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute, and Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, on the occasion of the death of the hardliner Ebrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash, and what looks to be a shuffling of chairs in Tehran imminent. There will be a new election in 50 days, but I've long been taught to call this a selection by the Supreme Leader. That brings into question the Supreme Leader himself, who's said to be ill, but he's been ill for many years. He's 85. There will be a successor. Mr. Raisi was named as a possible successor. At the same time, Mujtaba Khamenei, the Supreme Leader's son, is mentioned as a possible successor. So all these changes will continue, as Iran's constitution has provided for instances of the death of a president. Mr. Ambassador, Saudi Arabia, the king, Mr. Bin Salman, is said to be ill, and he's being attended to medically. However, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, has delayed his trip to Asia, I believe, because of his father's illness. MBS is seen as the successor. The relationship between Riyadh and Tehran, it seems to be transactional. Where is it right now? Is it moving towards the positive or moving towards the negative?
I think that both sides watch each other carefully. Again, it's another one of those situations where neither side wants to press too hard and create open conflict. But both are wary of each other. They talk to each other a lot more than they did in the past. And that is a positive. Also, look, in Saudi Arabia, for all practical purposes, a transition has already taken place. The crown prince wields effective power. And so he's only respectfully waiting for his father to pass on. The old generation, and so far all kings of Saudi Arabia have been sons of the first king, King Abdulaziz. This will be the first grandson to become king. So there will be a generational shift in Saudi Arabia. There will be a broad outlook shift away from the traditional conservatism that was embraced by the previous generation. Much bigger change about to come about in Saudi Arabia, and so therefore it will be far more consequential. In Iran, there will be a transition, there will be a change of individuals. There is no sign immediately of a policy orientation shift, and the Supreme Leader remains the same. That creates a situation where the Iranian leadership's views of Saudi Arabia are much more entrenched than Saudi Arabia's views of Iran. The new potential king will actually be much more pragmatic if Iran stops being antagonistic towards Saudi Arabia and towards other Sunni Arab states, stops supporting revolution everywhere, stops arming groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. There's business to be done. But if that doesn't happen, this will continue to be a significant rivalry.
Bill, the war in Gaza also connects to Iran, because the understanding is that the active attackers, the are surrogates of Iran or serving Iran's purposes. That would be certainly Hamas, but most notably Hezbollah and the Houthis, who have now caused great disruption in global trade. Rates are soaring in the Red Sea after the attack on, I understand, a China-bound oil tanker. In any event, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Hamas, that's plenty to mention. Do you expect the shuffle of, like a musical chairs and leadership in Iran over the next 50 days, do you expect that to influence any of the conduct with Iran surrogates in Israel?
No, I do not, John. These militias, that relationship is managed by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The nothing will change. It will be business as usual. The president of Iran, the face of the political leadership of Iran, plays almost zero role when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to managing the strategy and giving orders to these militias. So it will be whatever the IRGC and Khamenei determine to be the strategy, that is what they will execute.
Mr. Ambassador, the big player that isn't in the region but is in the region is the United States of America. And the death of a president is a moment for conversation between administration, the Biden administration, and the Supreme Leader and the IRGC and the leadership in Tehran. Do you at this moment measure that there's any connection or any communication, any conversation between Washington and Tehran that can change the balance of power in the region following the death of Mr. Raisi?
I do not see the conversation moving in the direction of changing the balance of power or even the orientation of Iran or the United States. Both countries have very strong positions. The Americans do not like the Iranian revolutionary regime. The Iranian revolutionary regime has yet to even seek to apologize for taking diplomats as hostages soon after its creation. It continues to shout slogans of death to America. It tries to attack American shipping in the Gulf. All of those, and it supports anti-American and anti-Israel proxies and anti-Arab government proxies throughout the Middle East. So for all those reasons, the U.S. is not going to relent, I think, and nor are the Iranian mullahs, because very frankly, they have made it into an art form to try and derive legitimacy by fueling anger towards the United States. The change of president will not make things easier or change the fundamentals of this very difficult relationship. Now, President Biden and before that, President Obama, they did reach out to Iran and there have been communications and there have been negotiations, but those have all been very specific to try and see if Iran's nuclear ambitions can be delayed. Those are not going anywhere either, as far as one can tell.
And Bill, finally, 30 seconds, Moscow, Tehran, Pyongyang, and Beijing working in some sort of alliance. I'm going to presume that there's going to be no change as Iran finds new leadership. Is that correct? 30 seconds.
Yes, John, that is correct. Again, the ultimate power in Iran derives from its supreme leader. Right. And so whoever replaces Raisi will be essentially executing the same policy that has been executed in, right. Yes, as of yesterday, before the death of Raisi.
Bill Rajo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Sasena Khani for the Hudson Institute. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.